It's almost game over for Industry Arcade, even though the business has been a hit. Industry Arcade grew out of East Van Amusements, a company that leased arcade machines to restaurants, pubs, the film industry, and other businesses for pop-up events. When COVID hit, and those businesses suddenly had no need for arcade games, Kyle and Amanda Seller came up the idea of opening an arcade where folks could book 60-minute, 90-minute, and 2-hour rental sessions on certain days of the week and play arcade games. "We've been on a temporary use permit for 4 years, and we're successful," Kyle Seller. "It's bringing joy to people. Because the property at 30 Capilano Way in the Braid Industrial Area is zoned heavy industrial districts, an arcade is not a permitted use unless the site is rezoned or a temporary use permit is issued. Although City Hall and the building's owner are both supportive of the arcade," Seller said, "red tape related to the unit's zoning means an arcade cannot continue to operate in the space. East Van Amusements will live on in the space, but Industry Arcade will be closing December 27th. We've been respectful of the industrial use of our space. This space is primarily used for our pop-up and vending machine operations, which is my sister company, East Van Amusements," Seller said. "We only run the arcade Thursday nights, Friday nights, and the weekend." The couple is holding out hope the city and owners have a change of heart and find a way to allow the arcade to continue operating, or consider a new space elsewhere, including a collaboration with a brewery, family entertainment, or pub-style venue. In May 2022, City Council supported a staff recommendation to extend the temporary use permit for a period of 2 years to July 13, 2024. After some back and forth with the city and the property owner, Seller said the couple recently learned the arcade has to close, a decision he described as being heartbreaking. "I built this space because I like it," he said. "It's just absolute happiness." An arcade wasn't part of Seller's original plan for the space, but he believes it's been great for the community. "We want to really just say thanks to everyone," he said. "All the people that come here are happy. It is a satisfying experience for us and the staff. I think we made some really big differences in people's lives, especially during COVID. We've had someone propose to their better half at the arcade, those kinds of things, they are rewarding." Industry Arcade is home to 45 games including skee-ball, bubble hockey, foosball and pinball machines and classic arcades and modern arcades. The selection is always changing, as the machines make their way to and from East Van Amusements clients. "There are always things coming and going, and it's always fresh and exciting," Seller said. "It's pretty cool." Seller said the location near SkyTrain and another beer company has been ideal for the arcade. "We are fully booked because it's successful," he told The Record. "So, people are going to see the article and they'll be like, hey, we have got to book. We're already full till the end of the year." The Record has contacted the City of New Westminster for comment.